Lucy Fish. He came up next to me as I was getting a glass of white wine at the bar, and he was really dishy. And we started chatting, and during our second glass, we found we had a mutual interest in dancing. And he said, I go to a bar in Soho where they do salsa. Would you like to come along? I'm going on Tuesday. And I thought, oh, sounds quite exciting, really. The auditions for Wedded Bliss were in a church hall in Shepherd's Bush, just around the corner from the BBC. There were four men in the room, and two of them looked at each other and burst out laughing when Sophie walked in. If this had been any other audition, she would have turned straight round and walked out. But she couldn't tell a fart. This week, we're looking at what makes fish and chips fantastic and going behind the counters of Britain's top chippies to discover their trade secrets. You're driving to work one day when you suddenly wonder, did I turn off the hob? You begin to mentally trace your steps from earlier that morning, but you still can't remember turning it off. You probably did. But what if you didn't? Your anxiety begins.
I just wanted to let you know that my life with my adoptive parents has turned out well, and that I am loved and cared for. I know from them that you were younger than I am now when you had me, and how hard it must have been for you to give me up. I think about you every day since we met, and want you to know that I want nothing but the best for you, and hope that you have as happy a family life as I have.
Farmer Fred was feeling very pleased with himself. I'm not one to boast, he told his wife Jenny, but I'm sure my singing is doing Connie Cow a world of good. She's grown very plump around the middle, and she's given me buckets of milk. Jenny looked at Connie. Do you suppose she could be? But Farmer Fred was too busy singing to listen.